It is in their shoes. It's a little different this year. If you've listened to the Anfield Raffle the last 3 years, you know that what we tended to do is get six people into a room and get everyone to go through the other five members of the top six. A couple of things have changed. Well, three things have changed. One is you all really like the show and ask for more of them, so we had that in the back of our minds. The second thing that's changed is that there isn't just a top six now. Leicester have crashed that party, and you are very much overextending yourself if you feel as though Arsenal may even be in a top eight. It is fair to say, although I think they came eighth last year. And the last part of this, hello Sam, the last part of this is that ultimately with the COVID restrictions at the minute, we're still being careful with how many people we put into certain rooms at certain times. So what we want to do is break it up. So we've got three shows coming to you of In Their Shoes. This first one, I am talking about West Ham United, who finished sixth in the Premier League last season. So I'll be doing West Ham in a minute or two. Dan Morgan will be doing, who did you go for in the end, Dan?
Leicester
City. Paddy Fitzsimons is doing Manchester United. But to start us off, not least because Sam Walkerdine is listening in the other room, Phil Blundell has taken on the role of Edu. Now, the way we're going to do this is the way we normally do it. What are the key performances indicators you're looking for from the next season? Who should be the manager? Should you persist or change? Stick or twist? And then what a transfer strategy should be and the way in which you imagine this side playing and hitting the performance indicators that you've asked for. So go on, Phil. Let me know.
So, at the minute, I think Arsenal are in a huge, huge state of transition, and it's sort of, I almost don't think it's actually talked about enough, the state their squad's in, because if you look on the Wikipedia page, it's not actually that big. Mm-hmm. And then you look at it, and there's no real leaders. There's no sort of, it doesn't feel like there's anyone who's sort of really 25 to 30 that you want to build around. I think there's Kieran Tierney, who is 24, so he's quite young. Incidentally, do you know where Kieran Tierney was born? This has blown my mind.
Go on.
Isle of Man.
Wow, it's blown mine now as well.
Yeah. You presume Scotland played for Celtic, must have been born in Glasgow, apparently not. Then there's sort of Pepe, who's 26, who you could see having a role. But then
Partey
is 28, I think, now. Just let me check. He is 28, yeah. Just turned. I think it's his birthday yesterday as we record. So
all the best.
Happy birthday, Thomas. I'll get him a birthday cake. It won't be like when Yaya Toure got very upset with Manchester City.